This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We have way too much fun. Don't tell management. We need the paychecks. Got to pay for that new bike for one thing. It is 7:21. Happy Friday. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for What's Bugging You. This is a time for you to call in and to get it off your chest. Whatever it's bugging you, could be small, could be big, political, otherwise. Yeah. 877-975-9825. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control, the only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. All right. You want me to start off, Greg, or do you want to go?
Go for it.
Okay.
I'm in a good mood this morning. You go for it.
All right. Well, what's bugging me is mustard. Mustard.
Okay. Now, you are a bit of a mustard snob.
I love mustard. I'm actually not snobbish about it. I like yellow, brown, spicy. I like most of them.
He likes diversity in his mustard.
But, well, I prefer just the plain old, you know,
regular yeller,
like French's yeller mustard.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Well, but what bugs me is it seems like back in the day, you know, you had to use a knife and stir it up and, you know, slather it on your bread or whatever. Well, now they got the fancy pants stuff that you can just turn upside down and squirt it.
I know where you're going.
You do, don't you?
I do, because I hate that.
You put it right on. Well, yesterday I grilled up ground round. Actually, I cooked it in a pan with butter. I mean, I'm awesome. So I cooked these big fat burgers up in butter.
Yep.
And then I go to make mine exactly the way I like it.
Oh, I know where
it's a little bit of mayonnaise, a little bit of mustard.
I see it.
And you shake. You shake it because you know better.
Uh-huh.
You shake the mustard.
Uh-huh.
And you open it up and you give it a squeeze.
Yes.
And you get that water.
Clear.
Almost
yellow.
Clear with a little bit of mustardish in it.
I hate
but
that.
But it's liquid. It's water.
That's just wrong.
It is wrong.
It's like, I guess because of the shape of the bottle, the shaking it up doesn't get to that
part. Very tip top where it's just waiting to ruin your day.
And it does, because you're like, really?
But I was going to ruin my burger, so I got a napkin and I like dabbed that crap right off.
Oh, absolutely.
And then did it, you know, the right way. And
I
was a good burger.
As soon as you even insinuated, I like
ground round, fresh tomato. I even toasted the buns.
But did he bring one for, you know, anybody on the morning show with him?
I did make an extra one. But the dogs, it was for the dogs.
I'm below the dogs.
I wouldn't generally give my dogs ground round. That was a Betsy thing.
Good part.
In case you hadn't guessed already. All right. Are you ready for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Let's go to Ocala. Bill, what's bugging you?
What's up, Bob? Greg? I have the day off because I have to go to a graduation at Santa Fe Community College today. So I'm really bumming that I have the day off at work, man. It's really bothering me. Y'all have a great day.
I'm not sure that I believe it. I'm not sure that you're really, truly complaining. Let's go to Tony. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. So yesterday, Governor DeSantis did a press conference talking about the massive deportations that's coming to Florida. And it was the press that bugged me because they didn't have one question. You would have thought they were like defense lawyers for these illegal criminals. And he called him out. He said that for one reporter, he's like, you spend more time criticizing me. You're not even worried about the victims. The victims and their families, people who've been sexually assaulted, murdered, robbed, stabbed there in Florida. And it just shows how the press is so biased and it's so one-sided, even here in the free state of Florida. They're bugging me, Bob. Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
But because, you know, Trump is the president, I think that Conservatives are more likely to fight back directly and call the media out, which they should do. And good. I'm glad the governor did. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
I've never seen or heard lefty BS as bad and as critical as it is right now. And I really don't, I fear what could happen as they continue to do it, how it will actually end. It's bugging me.
Yeah, as they get more desperate, the things they say become more outrageous and less accepted by the public. So I see a downward spiral for them on that front, and good. Pam, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. So I know that I spoke to you the other day about 8th Avenue, where they took the whole outside lane and made it a bike lane. I accidentally forgot to not go that way, to go to Main Street yesterday, and I figured it out. It's an income revenue stream, because they opened up one of the whole lane for the, you know, for bikes only. Well, cars are not figuring it out. And there's a policeman sitting over there in the parking lot waiting for these cars to be parked, driving in the whole bike lane. And I was stopped at the police station for I don't know how many stoplights trying to get through Main Street.
Wow. Well, remember, I mean, the cops just enforce the rules. They don't make the, you know, the roads or draw the lines. And the revenue thing, well, it could be true in some cases, but I mean, I think they're worried about safety when it's kind of confusing and lanes change.
Yeah, if you're used to that being a driving lane, and then one day it's not.
Yeah, it could be a problem. So as long as they're, you know, are out in plain sight, it helps with awareness.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is that with the Trump administration cuts to National Public Radio, I won't be able to fall asleep to those soft-spoken left-wing radio voices. I'll be stuck listening to that big dope Mark Levin.
If Mark's on a rant,
he'll keep you awake.
Ain't gonna be a lot of sleeping going on.
Oh no. Let's put it this way: when my neighbor Gary's got the radio on, he's working in his garage, and he's a few doors down, I can hear Mark Levin. I can.
The man is wise, though, wise beyond his years. It is 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for your participation in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up, celebrate International Bike to School Day. We'll have special guests and details at 8:05. 97.3 The Sky.